Good morning, family.
Good morning.
Do you have a favorite part of the service? Maybe you love the music, and that's what you look forward to each week. My husband Mark felt that way. He would review and dissect each song and how they flowed into each other. As we sing old hymns you sang as a child, the memories may flood back. Or maybe the newer contemporary songs bring you energy and enthusiasm. When we sing your favorite song, you may feel the Holy Spirit moving in the congregation. And indeed, we sing, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Maybe you love the sermon and you have your favorite preachers. As their words and wisdom come, you eagerly make notes and refer to them during the week. You ponder their teaching and study it out in the Bible to determine the accuracy of the message. For you, the sermon is the whole point. Some of you may love the fellowship most of all. You come early each week and you could talk to your friends the whole time. You love these people so much and you cannot wait to see them. And when you leave, you're sad not to see them for another week. You also reach out to embrace the new face and spend time getting to know their story and their hearts. For you, being with your brothers and sisters in Christ is what speaks most to your heart. Me, I love communion most of all. I love the stillness, the quiet, the time of contemplation. Some churches are traditional and structured with clear rituals. Other churches are energetic and spontaneous, and many churches have elements of both. But in every church I've ever visited, communion is special. This specialness, this focus, allows me to consider the universality of communion. And as I sit quietly and think, I consider the believers all over the world who are receiving these symbols of Christ's sacrifice. Are they worshiping boldly with their extended family? Are they quiet for fear of discovery? Did they walk a long ways to meet with their fellow believers? Or maybe spend an hour in a car? Is their communion part of a fellowship meal? Or is their daily reality one of hunger? Are they hot, cold, wealthy, poor? Whatever their circumstances, we are bound together by the acknowledgement of Christ's sacrifice. Often these thoughts then lead me to the same feeling I have when I stand on a beach at night or at the foot of a mountain in the morning. I am overwhelmed by how small I am. I am a speck. I am smaller than a speck against the entire universe created by God. And this universe, it wasn't created for no real reason or purpose, but rather all of time and space and history has been set in motion for you, for me, for us, for all of us. Think about that. If we were born and existed in this world completely by chance and random action, we would be amazed, we would be shocked, in awe, if God moved in our lives one time. Just one time. If God had caused something to happen, that would be amazing. But to know that he lives and breathes in our daily lives, what does that mean? What does it mean to simultaneously be so significant and so insignificant? And as I contemplate that, it becomes overwhelming. And sometimes I tear up and I think, what should my response be? It's too much. I can't respond. Everything I do would be ridiculously small. And as my mind begins to spin out of control, I hear God. I hear him say, hey, calm down. It's okay. I've told you what I want you to do. This is my body, which I have given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And we read Christ speaking in Luke as he quotes Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Oh, yes, Lord, we remember you, and give thanks that you have remembered us. Please join me in prayer. Dear Lord, may we always remember you, whether we are joining in communion or sitting with our families or talking with coworkers. May we remember you. You help us never to forget who you called us to be and the sacrifice you made so that we could answer that call. In Christ we pray. Amen.